At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You want your 5-star matches? You want your 30-minute classics? Not me. Big meaty man slapping meat.
What is good, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Slapping Mead Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Randall Beatley. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's 1:30 in the morning, January the 11th, Wednesday. They're lucky it's my day off Wednesday and I don't have to be in bed right now, because I wouldn't be recording this episode if it was. But I mean, within the last 2 hours, the news came out that WWE is potentially being sold to Saudi Arabia. It's not exactly the government, it's sort of their investment fund, but from my understanding of what it is, it's essentially the investment fund essentially sort of sports washing their human rights violations and trying to be a way to sort of hide the way they treat certain parts of society. And this is going to be a tough podcast. I'm going to try to remain as politically unbiased as I could possibly be, because whether you're liberal or conservative, I think we can all agree that Saudi Arabia is not someone that I personally, and I'll just be honest, I'm super strong conservative. I wouldn't want to deal with Saudi Arabia on a personal level. There are things that their country's leadership practices and installs into their government beliefs that I am not a fan of. As a Westerner, as an American, I think we take for granted. The treatment of the LGBT. Whether or not you agree with the lifestyle, they deserve at least a right to live, a right to love who they want to love, right? Again, and I'm not trying to get political, but when you're dealing with the potential sale to essentially the government, like, you could say it's not the government, it's just their investment fund, but it's the Saudi government, right? And so when you're dealing with that, this has potential political ramifications, right? Not just from what they believe, right? The LGBT, the women aspect, right? Like, what happens to the women's division, right? There are members of the roster who are not allowed in the country of Saudi Arabia. Sami Zayn is not allowed because of his Syrian roots. He is not allowed in the country of Saudi Arabia. MVP is not allowed in the country of Saudi Arabia because he was once Muslim and converted to being an atheist, right? He is not allowed in the country. This has potential ramifications for storylines. So just from a business perspective, like, to me, this doesn't make sense. I'm not going to try to sit here and act like I know it all, because I have zero information. I have zero sources. I, at the moment, right now, with until we get an official, you know, notice from someone that it actually has gone through, I'm not going to sit through and sort of scroll through Twitter, because 95% of Twitter is just going to be people's opinions with no factual information. And so I'm going to wait till the facts come out. But something I did feel, you know, with an episode, I was going to post, today being Wednesday, my typical episode. And I was going to review Raw. I was going to review last week's SmackDown. I was going to review Tuesday night's NXT. And talk about that and see where that conversation went. None of that matters to me right now. Like, this is the biggest story in the history of at least WWE. Right? I think this has bigger ramifications than 40 years ago when Vince put WWE on TV, essentially killing the territories. Right? This is the biggest story in the history of the industry. And I'm not going to sit here and doom and gloom everyone and say, oh, this is the end of the company. Because more than likely, even in Saudi control, business will become usual, will be as usual, and they'll let things happen the way they happen, and 3 months we'll forget about it. Like, because people tend to forget that Saudi Arabia owns sports teams, they own parts of Disney, so all these people sitting here, you know, white knighting themselves about, I'm never going to support WWE again. I'll say this. This will be my statement. If Saudi does actually buy the company, if the sale goes through and Saudi takes control and they implement their political or religious ideologies through the programming, I'm out. But if it remains business as usual, if this was just Vince McMahon's way of allowing the company to go private, and just Vince McMahon's way of getting complete control of the company, and nothing really happens, this is just money being sold and being basically passed on, and this was just Vince's way of essentially gaining control, I'm not going to not watch it. I'll say it that way. Now, I have a feeling that the product is going to, and less words, suck. It wasn't very good when Vince was in control right before he took his break. And while I don't think it's necessarily 100% great right now, it feels a little bit better. It's hard to come up with words of how I feel about this. Because on the one hand, I'm disappointed. I made a TikTok about this, about how I never imagined seeing the sale of the company from the McMahon family in my lifetime. I assumed at some point in my life that it was going to change owners, but I assumed it would go from Vince to Stephanie when Vince died, right? But I never assumed that the McMahon family would sell the company, and I damn sure did not expect McMahon to sell it to the Saudi government, right? You got MVP let's just say, like, headquarters moves to Saudi, right? MVP may be out of a job. Right, if Saudi makes it if Saudi makes the company private, like most assume they will, they could do whatever they want to do. Right, Sami Zayn could be out of a job. If Sami gets fired because of his background and Saudi wants nothing to do with him, Kevin Owens is leaving. I'm 100% certain of that. That's his best friend. And you know what? I'd be right there with him. I would not blame him one bit. MVP, not allowed on the programming, right? For reasons I already explained, right? That completely destroys the Hurt business. That they're rumoring, they're showing, they're teasing, putting the Hurt business back together. And literally the next day, you sell the company to where MVP, the mouthpiece of the Hurt business, wouldn't be able to be there. Right? The logistics of this makes no sense to me. Right? And it's crazy because I'm pretty sure it was in the meeting last Friday. The timeline of a sale was 3 to 6 months. And we didn't even get 3 fucking days. Right? Like, this is crazy. No one knows how to feel about this. No one has any factual information. And I don't want to overreact and say I'll stop watching WWE. Because more than likely, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. If it goes back to business as normal and the product stays okay, I'm going to watch WWE. Like, as long as it remains entertaining, I'm more than likely going to watch it, right? 99% of media today are owned by companies with political beliefs that I don't agree with, but the shows they produce, I'm okay with, right? If you, like, someone got upset, I was watching a live as this was unfolding, and someone got upset because someone made the equivalency of, if you buy gas, you support Saudi. He's not wrong. If you buy any petroleum-based product, more than likely there is a chance that Saudi Arabia is involved in that. If you watch Disney Plus and pay for Disney Plus, Saudi bought into parts of Disney, right? So you're supporting them and you just don't know it. You're paying them and you just don't know. What bothers me is people getting on their high horse and acting like they're better than other people because they're taking the moral ground on the issue. Right? Now, I'm not justifying one bit the beliefs of the Saudi government. I'm not justifying how they treat the LGBTQ. I don't justify the way they treat the women. I don't, right? Their religious system, they have the right to believe it. I believe that everyone has a human right to choose which god they want to worship. Whether or not I believe in that god or whether or not I believe they chose correctly, that's none of y'all's business. That's none of my business to put out there, right? But I believe there is a human right to and we could get political on this, and I don't want to. But how many of us in the West have taken for granted the freedom we actually have? Right? And I could get on my political high horse and go on that. I'm not going to. Right? But I'm not going to sit here and try to, like, white knight everyone and say, oh, now if the Saudi Arabian government comes in and tries to force an Eastern enforce their belief system through WWE, then, like I said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to allow that to happen, and I won't support propaganda in any way, shape, or form. I'll always call out propaganda. But part of me just doesn't believe that that's going to happen. I believe part of me believes that this is just funding, and that Vince McMahon will use this as a way to get funding. That way he doesn't need sponsorship. That way he doesn't need TV deals, right? This is why I believe there was a report I read a couple days ago that Vince wanted to negotiate the sale of the company before he negotiated the TV deals. And this is the reason why. Because I believe he wanted to see if Saudi would pay and how much they would pay, and to see if, like, the number is $7 billion is what I read. That the sale of the company is $7 billion. That's insane, man. And that it will go strictly streaming. They won't have TV deals. That this essentially will more than likely be on DAZN, D-A-Z-N. I think the Saudi government owns that, and that'll probably be the app it goes on. Right? This is crazy. And we'll know more over the next 24 to 48 hours. And as we know more, right, I may do a special episode, you know, on Sunday, which is my other day off when I'll have time to record. And if other creators want to add me, you know, to an episode, I'm free most nights to join, depending on time. But dang, dude. Like, this is insane. I don't want to overreact at all. But I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, the same feeling I'm feeling now is the same feeling that I felt when, and I hate to bring this up, when Damar Hamlin got his had his heart attack on the field last Monday, 8 days ago. And no one knew information about if he was okay or not. We just knew he left in the ambulance and was on his way to Cincinnati Hospital. I did not sleep at all that night. It was like 4 o'clock before I finally went to bed. And I'm a Patriots fan. I'm not even a Bills fan. I hate the Bills. Like, absolutely despise the Bills. But just seeing a person die on TV, like, freaked me the fuck out, I'm gonna be completely honest. And I couldn't sleep. Because all I wanted to know is he okay? And in that situation, he actually just got discharged today or yesterday. I don't remember exactly what day. So I'm happy for him, right? But the same that same sort of energy of, I just need to know what's going on. That anxiety, I think, that all of us as wrestling fans are feeling. And again, I don't want to overreact. I'm not going to say I'm going to stop watching the programming. The next several weeks are going to be interesting. Do people start asking for their releases? What happens to Triple H? Stephanie McMahon just resigned from the company hours before this happened. Right? I think Nick Khan's gone. I read a report that essentially, the idea of Vince bringing in Nick Khan. Listen, I'm going to go into this real quick. Listen, so when Nick Khan was brought in, I was very suspicious as to why Vince would bring him in as the second-hand deal. As the second man in charge, basically, right? Because you bring in a talent agent. It wasn't like he knew anything about the wrestling business. What did Nick Khan know about, though? He knew about negotiating deals. I'm 100% positive. Now, I have no proof of this. This is just a gut feeling. I'm 100% positive that Nick Khan was brought in to negotiate the sale of the company. And I read a report. I don't know if it's true. I actually don't remember where I read this from, now that I'm thinking about it, or if I heard it somewhere. Or where I heard it from. Like, I don't even remember. But my understanding is that Nick Khan was brought into the company basically to negotiate the sale of the company, and that he would get a large payday when the sale happens. That makes sense to me, that that's why Nick Khan was brought in. And I've been saying for years that it would not surprise, and we've been saying for about 10 years now, that Vince would probably sell. But here recently, like, with Nick Khan being brought in and then the release of the talent, which made the company look better to potential buyers, and releasing, and they were offloading old stages and just different stuff, and they built a new headquarters and all of this just seemed to spell out the same idea that the company was going to sell. And boy, I did not expect me to go to Saudi. Now, I believe if, like, as much crap as I give Brian Alvarez, and as much crap as I give Meltzer, and as much crap as I give Sean Ross Sapp, I have issues with Sean Ross Sapp. Not in what he reports. I could care less about what he reports, and I could care less about what he, and what he believes personally. My issue with him is how he deals with trolls. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not afraid to do this. I'm blocked by Sean Ross Sapp on Twitter, which is a shame because he's one of the guys I when Sean Ross Sapp tweets something, I trust it. I don't agree with him, but I trust his information. And it sucks when everyone's like, oh, Sean Ross Sapp or SRS just tweeted again, and I can't see it because I'm blocked by him. Why am I blocked by him? He posted something about COVID and how people should be wearing masks and being vaxxed and stuff. And whether you agree with that or not, I all I tweeted to him in a response was, I know 7 people who were vaccinated and who died from COVID. And I'm not lying. I know people. I wasn't lying. I wasn't trying to spread a conservative agenda or none of that. And he got upset and he blocked me. I have issues with how Sean Ross Sapp deals with people who disagree with him, right? He went out, spazzed me out, called me a bitch, started cussing me out. I was nice to him, right? I have nothing bad to say about him as a professional. As a personal, on personal, my personal views on him don't matter. As a professional, I think he's one of the most accurate guys. I have no issues with him, right? And it sucks that I can't see his tweets. But when Sean Ross Sapp is saying something, and when Alvarez is saying something, when Meltzer, Grant, whether or not you believe in dirt sheets, they don't just report to report, especially on things like this. And they're all saying basically the same thing. This is unprecedented times that we're living in. This is crazy. Like a sale of WWE, that's like, what's funny is, literally, just this past Sunday, I was talking to my dad about, oh boy, because we were talking about the Flyers, or Philly sports, and the Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers, are owned by Comcast. And I said, oh, Comcast might buy out WWE, the sale, you know, they're one of the head guys and of the potential buyers. And my dad's like, oh, that's going to ruin the product because, you know, it's ruined. They don't care about nothing but money because that's literally how they've run the Flyers. And I literally texted him and said, I was wrong. They just, it's worse. They sold to the Saudi government. And this is nothing against the Saudi people. I think, like there are people who are going to come out and quite honestly be completely racist to the Saudi people. I don't hate the Saudi people. I don't hate the Saudi religion. Believe what you want to believe. But when a government violates what I believe are basic human rights, I have issues with that. And again, if this is just we're going to invest money into WWE and make the company private and Vince controls it, if the product's good, I'll probably watch. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not going to say, like, oh, I'm not going to watch because Saudi owns, right? 99% of the products we probably buy are owned by people who are owned by companies who, like, if you buy Nike, none of you have a moral problem with Nike, right? And they're literally using slave labor to make their shoes, right? But just stop white knighting. Come on now. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and rant forever. I got it off my chest. I think I can go to sleep now. But, yeah. If I do show up on anyone else's show or whatever, I'll let you guys know on TikTok. This has been the episode of the Slapping Meat Wrestling Podcast. My name's Randall. Thank you guys for listening. Find me on Twitter and TikTok. We2Deep. 413, that's WETOODEEP 413. And I will see you guys on the next episode.